on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Now, we've established that I could take that Hummer and just wrap it around a glass of water, but could I also just slap that on my body and use it on my body?
This approach is not really new. There are actual practitioners who use this approach for already like 30 years.
Do I need to drink it right away? What if I flip my cell phone on? You know, what if my computer's connected to Wi-Fi? What if the water gets exposed to a different frequency between the time I make it and the time I drink it? Wouldn't that mess it up?
Health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and much more. My name is Ben Greenfield. Welcome to the show.
Today's podcast is with Anton Fedorenko. I just love to say his name, Anton Fedorenko. You've heard me talk about different ways to use biohacking to shift your brain waves into certain states to simulate what pharmaceuticals or supplements would do for you using technology instead. And boy, oh boy, has this guy cracked the code on that. You're going to really dig this episode if you love cool new biohacking technologies. This is one I have not talked much about before, one I've been experimenting with behind the scenes, and one that I think you're going to love to experiment with too. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You can put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. It contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again, by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. Just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry. Throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis or sweating or doing hot yoga or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. All right, folks. I know I've been Mr. Mystery Man on Instagram lately for those of you who have been following me and seeing me put my glass of water in the morning on this crazy light generating device. And my podcast guest will probably tell me during this interview that this doesn't work, but I've been experimenting with it anyways. I've also been doing things like taking the evening cocktail that I make at night and literally infusing it with the frequency of, well, in the case of last night, bitters and digestifs. I have tried taking a plain cup of coffee or a cup of water in the morning instead of having my cup of coffee, literally infusing my water instead with the energetic imprint of caffeine to turn my water into coffee. Doesn't taste as good, but it actually has the same wakefulness producing effect, which blows my freaking mind. And then I've also been even like wearing the equivalent of this on my wrist. And like this morning, because I woke up at like 4 a.m., I had a big work day to crush, and I actually ran an adrenal booster program in which my computer actually played audio and sent it to the device that I was wearing on my wrist to basically infuse my body with, in this case, I think it was basically some natural rhythms designed to increase adrenaline and aldosterone and cortisol. And so I've just been experimenting with this whole concept right and left all week long. All of this is based off the science of something called infoceuticals, meaning like information combined with the word nutraceuticals or pharmaceuticals, using information instead of supplements or medications to deliver something to the human body. Now, I've experimented with this kind of concept before. Like some of you may have heard me interview the guy who makes the Apollo wearable, David Rabin. And that is a wearable that uses inaudible sound waves to shift your brainwave into certain states like alpha brainwave production or theta brainwave production using sound. Typically you wear it on your wrist or on your ankle. I also, even though I haven't done an interview on this yet, have been experimenting with another device called the HAPB. That's spelled H-A-P-B-E-E, and that one uses a magnetic impulse to simulate chemicals like caffeine or nicotine or melatonin or even like MDMA to cause the same neurotransmitter response, again, without you actually taking those supplements or pharmaceuticals or medicines. But the concept behind what I'm podcasting about today is the idea of taking a plain old plain Jane glass of water and imprinting the water with those frequencies, or if you're wearing the wearable made by the same company, imprinting your body with the same frequencies. So this might all sound a little woo-woo to you, but my guest on the show today is going to clear things up big time. It's going to be a fun discussion. His name is Anton Fedorenko. The show notes for everything that Anton and I talk about, you can find at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Anton. That's bengreenfieldfitness.com/A-N-T-O-N. And Anton actually has a bachelor's in applied physics and mathematics, and then a master's in innovation and high technologies from the Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology in Russia. He has studied water for about the past decade, and specifically the physics, the chemistry, and the biology of water, and now is immersed in this concept of infoceuticals, meaning using this theory that water can transmit information, actually embed frequencies in the water and deliver deliver them to your body. St. John's wort, coffee, making your own water glass full of Viagra before you have sex. Like, the sky's the limit on this stuff. Literally hundreds of different uses. And again, like I mentioned, I've been having my mind blown, and I would be remiss not to share this one with you. So bengreenfieldfitness.com/Anton is where you can find the show notes. I will also link to the device that we talk about, or if you want to check it out while you're listening, go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/infopathy. BenGreenfieldFitness.com/infopathy, P-A-T-H-Y, infopathy. And Anton gave us all a code we can use on that site, Benji10, get you 10% off of any of the stuff that we talk about on the show. So it's Benji10 at BenGreenfieldFitness.com/infopathy, and then BenGreenfieldFitness.com/Anton are where the show notes are. Woo, I'm getting out of breath. Anton, welcome to the show, man.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yeah, I'm stoked. And I think we should start here, man. What is infopathy? How would you describe that?
Yeah, I would describe it like this, that infopathy is online platform where people can download signals which we or our partners recorded from different substances, such as pharmaceuticals, herbs, botanical oils, and any other products. So the whole idea is to use properties of medications without actual substance by recording and then supplying to body information of those substances. And this approach is not really new. You also noticed you already used it before. And there are actual practitioners who use this approach for already like 30 years. They usually have these big devices.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like energy practitioners or naturopaths. They have usually those big devices with a database inside of thousands of different substances. And this one of the ways how I went into this direction, I went to one of those practitioners maybe like, I don't know, 10 years ago. And first they do diagnostics. They connect different wires to you and run different frequencies to understand what's going on, what's the problem. And what made me believe in this, that I went to different, like three different practitioners, and all of them pointed in the problem on my body in the same spot. It was like a backbone in the middle, and I knew by myself I had their problem. So I was kind of convinced by this. So and after they do all these tests, they put in their device the water and select from database different substances and transfer the signals to the water. And then you go home, you use that. So it's really been there for many years. And actual science, first publication like we found on this topic was 1922. And there was some like army guy from Russia, some big officer, was doing research on how metals can remotely affect blood vessels in the ears of rabbit. Yeah, and the big jump of all the research, I think, was brought by Jacques Benveniste when he was doing research in like 80th. He actually is the guy responsible for the terminology memory of water.
Okay, so a lot of people are familiar with like Masaru Emoto and this idea that water will kind of like change shape in response to positive energy. I've even interviewed my father, who actually develops structured water filters to structure water. And there's some evidence that it might have better hydration properties and also be able to act differently in the human body when it's structured. But both of those are a little bit different than the idea that water can actually carry the information from, let's say, a pharmaceutical or a medication or a supplement or anything else that it's been exposed to in combination or in solo, and then upon being drunk by someone, actually elicit that same effect. I think that to me sounds a little bit like homeopathy. Is it the same as homeopathy?
I think it might be having the same foundation. So there is no perfect question how homeopathy works, but there is some theory how it works, and it's again in general about water, how it works. So I think it may have some same the foundation.
Okay, got it. So you have a pretty helpful video on your website that kind of shows this idea of what's called the quantum electrodynamic theory, the so-called QED theory, where you show how you can actually take any substance, find out the electrical frequency or literally almost like the way that the molecules of that substance are oscillating, deliver that same frequency into water, and then the water will begin to oscillate at that same frequency. And that's basically, I mean, did I sum that up pretty decently in terms of what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that being said, there's like some practical things that I wanted to ask you, because like I'm a believer, just because I've tried out in the weeks leading up to preparing for this podcast a bunch of the different so-called, they're not recipes, I guess they're called like complexes on the website. Like there's one for digestion. I mean, there's hundreds. There's some for respiratory function. There's, like I mentioned, I mean, you could infuse water with like sildenafil or Viagra for, you know, instead of popping the blue pill before sex. You can do antioxidants. I mean, it's almost dizzying the number of different things that you can do to water using the website. But the first question that I have for you, and this is something that I've thought a lot before about even something like structured water, is, you know, once I imprint that water with the frequency of a certain pharmaceutical or medication or supplement, do I need to drink it right away? And the reason I say that is because, like, you know, what if I flip my cell phone on? What if some other, you know, what if my computer's connected to Wi-Fi? What if the water gets exposed to a different frequency between the time I make it and the time I drink it? Wouldn't that mess it up?
Yeah, very good question. And from what we know now, the time which water can store the information may depend on its composition. For example, with distilled water, we had experiments using electroimpedance spectroscopy. So when we affect water, we see that after about a few hours, if you don't, of course, expose it to the heat or to some weird electromagnetic signals, it relaxes. So going back in its initial state in about a few hours. If you have regular mineral water, then this process go for about a week. It also depends on the content of the water, etc., but for about a week. Therefore, one of the instructions on the website is that once you prepared the water, you can use it for 3 days.
Okay, for 3 days.
Yeah.
What if the water is like placed next to a Wi-Fi router or something like that?
Yeah,
do I need to store it in a special way?
Yeah, better not to put it right near the Wi-Fi or right near the cell phone. The best way, if you would like to protect it and you live in an environment where there is so much different electromagnetic noise, you can prepare water in the glass bottle and then pour that water into a stainless steel bottle. So okay, this way you will shield it.
Okay, that's cool, because I actually have a lot of those stainless steel bottles. I have would Miron glass also work?
The glass, which
like, yeah, it's like a Miron glass. A lot of times they'll ship supplements, and you know, fancier supplement companies a lot of times will use like Miron glass to protect herbs or other nutrients from getting exposed to frequencies, you know, radiation, mm-hmm, during travel, etc. I would imagine that'd work just as well as stainless steel.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can make the water in advance and then put it into a storage container like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you also, I noticed on the website, and I haven't experimented much with this, but you also recommend for better effects actually putting like a teaspoon of salt into the water to make almost like a saline solution, mm-hmm, and then transferring whatever infoseutical or infoseutical complex, and we can clarify in a moment what complex means, into the water, into the prepared saline solution, and using that instead. Why do you think that putting salt into the water will make it even better?
Yeah, okay. So also based on this research, we found that distilled water doesn't store very well information or its state, actually. So then regular mineral water works better. And also there is research, if you add like extra minerals to the water, it can be more stable. And therefore, we actually like recommend to add mineral salt, Himalayan salt or sea salt. They usually have at least 2% of different minerals inside. And those minerals are important. So we added more minerals to water, making it more stable. And in this way, we can create small tincture, transfer signals into it, and store the tincture for 30 days.
So I could take a standard, let's say like one of those little glass bottles that one would use for tinctures, like, you know, whatever, one of my old oil of oregano bottles or whatever that I'd cleaned out. I could put salt in that. I could fill it with water. I could put it on top of the little device that connects to my computer, called the Hummer, right? That's the one that I put the water on top of.
That's one called IC pad.
Okay. Yeah. The IC pad rather. So I put the little bottle with the saline solution in it. That's full of just water and like a teaspoon of salt on top of the pad. I would then infuse that instead of infusing my giant glass of water. And then let's say if I'm going to travel, I could literally not have the IC pad with me, not have my computer with me for the transfer, but I could use that little bottle and put like a dropper full of that into water. And then I'd be almost like infusing the water, having made it in advance.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, that's pretty cool because I travel a lot, so that's good to know. Now I mentioned earlier that there's also this concept of rather than just transferring one thing into the water, you know, like if I go to your website and you know let's just throw some out there like pomegranate extract, and I instead wanted to mix pomegranate with cranberry, with blueberry, with maybe some acerola cherry and some goji berry and make myself like a vitamin C antioxidant infused infoseutical. Is that what a complex is? Is it just a mix of a bunch of different ingredients rather than one?
Yes, you can combine different infoseuticals into one complex. And when you hit start, all the signals will be transferred at the same time.
Got it.
To your water.
Got it. And I noticed because I messed around on the website because when you get this device, you get access to the website and you can make your own complexes, but you can also use other people's complexes. Do you ever get nervous about people kind of like mixing up the wrong things? Like, you know, maybe somebody wants an anti-inflammatory complex, but they didn't notice somebody put a bunch of, I don't know, acetaminophen or something into the complex. Like, are you guys just kind of letting people do what they want and making it fully open source?
People for themselves can create whatever they want, but we have some suggestions how to do and can talk about that later. But the public complexes, which everybody can access, those ones are created by practitioners. So they usually submit it to publication, we review, and then we publish it so everybody can have access.
So on the website, sorry to interrupt, on the website I noticed that next to certain complexes it says like developed by Immersion Health or developed by Quanta Wellness. Like if it says that on it, does that mean it was created by an actual practitioner who kind of knew what they were doing?
Yes.
Okay. That clarifies. Good. Cause I was a little bit nervous. I'm like, I don't even know who made this complex, but okay. So if it's got the developer on there, then you know that's been created by somebody who actually knows what they're doing.
Yes. And once, so for example, practitioner creates some complex, you add it to your favorites and later you come and practitioner made some changes, you will see that there is new version of this complex is created and you kind of can upgrade to new version of the same complex. You can review changes and made upgrade.
Okay. All right. Got it. So the way this pad works, this glowing pad, and that's the one I've kind of featured on Instagram because it's pretty sexy looking actually. I plug it into my computer. I select the complex from my computer. And then I believe I can also connect it to my smartphone if I want to connect it to my smartphone the same way, just using an AV cable, and then initiate the transfer. And typically it seems like most of the transfers, correct me if I'm wrong, take anywhere from like 2 to 6 minutes or so. And at that point, the water's ready to drink. Or if I've made that, you know, like the little saline solution is prepared and infused with the infoseuticals. Now, if I were to run like another infoseutical on the same glass of water or on the same tincture, does it override the one that I did before? Maybe I choose the wrong one. Do I need to go dump out the water? Or if I run another one, will it just override whatever it was infused with before?
Yeah, so how we see it, it's probably override what was before.
Okay, got it. Now, you also have, in addition to this pad that you would place the glass of water or the small glass bottle on top of, have this thing called a Hummer, which is like a wearable device. You know, it looks like, you know, almost looks like a watch that you wear. And there's multiple photos on your website that show, you know, people kind of having it strapped in different areas on their body. I've been putting it on my wrist. But it's kind of similar in that you pair it to your computer, and then in this case, you turn Bluetooth on your computer or on your phone, and then you select your complex, and it seems to transfer that way. Now, is that basically using all of the same things that we just talked about earlier in terms of the science, but just putting it on your body instead of into the glass of water?
Yes, pretty much the same. You can also use the same device for attaching to the glass of water or small tincture. Because in the package, you have three different belts, like small, medium, and large.
Okay.
So you can attach it to any part of the body or small.
Oh, bottle. So what you're saying is if I bought the Hummer, but I don't have that glowing IC pad, I could just wrap the Hummer around the glass of water and do the same thing.
Yes. Okay. It's a little bit longer takes to transfer. For the IC pad, the glowing IC pad, the minimum transfer time is 2 minutes. For the Hammer would be 4 minutes.
Which one's better, do you think? Because I've been thinking about this. I'm like, why wouldn't I just, you know, because I like to, I'm a little bit of a minimalist in that I don't like to use too many different things all at once. But why wouldn't I just use the IC pad versus using the Hummer? What's the advantage using the Hummer?
Yeah, so the current feedback from people, the most prefer the glowing IC pad because it's faster for imprint. And it actually also have herbs inside. If you notice, they have oregano and tea rose buds. So when you transfer any pharmaceutical of those herbs also transfer it to your water. And the benefit of the IC Hammer that it's wearable. So if you use some long programs or pharmaceuticals from the infopathy, and some of them can be as long as 1 hour, then you can attach it to your body and just walk around.
Now, when you attach it to your body, do you need to attach it close to the air? Like, let's say I was going to do something for oxygenation or for lungs. Do I need to place it as close to the organ as possible, or can I just put it on anywhere in my body and then walk around as it's doing its thing?
The best way, yes, to put it closer to the organ. If you cannot put it there, maybe you have some, you know, cardio stimulator or something, then you can put it on other part of the body. If also in description there is no mention of specific part of the body, then you can put it on the sternum or on your stomach.
Okay, got it. And then you also, I noticed on the website, say that you can get a better effect if you wear two at a time instead of one.
Yes, because you, first of all, can cover bigger area, and in general, intensity would be stronger. And they both connected via Bluetooth to your smartphone or your computer, and they can run at the same time.
Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong is
It's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria darn things are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis or sweating or doing hot yoga or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Now, if I am doing the transfer from my computer and I'm using the wearable device versus using the pad to infuse a glass of water, how close do I need to stay on my computer if I want to walk around during, let's say, during the 10 minutes that's doing some kind of a transfer, like for, you know, I wake up in the morning and I want to do, like a couple mornings ago, I tried piracetam, right? The smart drug piracetam. I was doing a racetam frequency to get a smart drug effect without actually going to the internet and buying racetam. But I was like 10 feet away from the computer. Like, is there a certain distance at which the signal is not going to transfer properly?
Yeah, for the wearable device, it's about 30 feet.
Okay.
Should be okay if you use Bluetooth. For their Glow NAC pad, it's need to be connected via the wire. And wire can be, in the box, you have 3 feet wire, but you can get additional one for like 10 feet. But maybe it's not super convenient to walk with wire.
Okay, when would you use the wire versus just doing the transfer using the audio? Meaning that when I do the transfer, I can select for it to just play audio that does the transfer from my computer. And as long as this wearable device is connected via Bluetooth to my computer, it does the transfer that way. But if I'm using the wire, what's the advantage of using the wire?
So it's one device works with the wire, another only with Bluetooth. So it's, if you select Glow NAC pad, if you have Glow NAC pad, I think it would be the best option for the imprint because it's a stronger signal and you will prepare water faster.
Okay.
And for the Bluetooth, the advantage is you can carry it around with you. But also I want to notice that some people with some infraceuticals, because I see Hummer also generate acoustic wave, so it actually creates vibrations. With some infraceuticals, which have maybe higher frequencies, it may be pretty loud.
Got it. And so are most of the transfers just done using the audio frequency? Or is there, because I seem to recall that you mentioned that there's some type of a pulsed electromagnetic field frequency as well that can be used for the transfers. And that confused me a little bit because I understand the idea of putting a glass of water on top of the IC pad and doing basically like an imprint transfer via that. I understand the concept of using the audible frequency to do the transfer via Bluetooth or via a cable that you plug into your computer and doing it via audio, but where would the PEMF be used?
Yeah, so all files on the platform stored in just audio format. So whether if you click without connecting any device, you will hear just through your speakers some noise or sound. But once you connect device, for example, with a cable, that signal will be converted into electromagnetic wave. So when you expose water on the device, you actually expose it to the electromagnetic wave. There is three types of infraceuticals now on the platform, one called imprint, and those signals are created from substances, different physical products. The second one is PEMF, and those ones, yeah, pulsed electromagnetic fields. And we just added them about half a year ago. You can also use them with Glow NAC pad or with IC Hummer. So when you use those things, IC pad also emit the specific wave, like pulsed electromagnetic field.
Okay, I see. So let's say I had like acute pain and I wanted to use like a Rife frequency, which can help to manage acute pain. That particular one I noticed on the website is only available or at least marked as a PEMF frequency. And so if I were to use that one, then whether I use the wearable or whether I use the pad, they would definitely need to be plugged in.
Yes.
Okay. That clarifies. So that would be a situation which if I had the wearable on, I couldn't be walking around like 30 feet from my computer because I'd want to have it actually plugged into the computer.
Yes.
Okay.
So with Glow and IcePad, you always plug. With IC Hammer, it's always wearable and wireless.
Wearable and wireless, unless it's the PEMF, in which case you'd want it plugged in, yeah?
No. Hammer, it's always wearable.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. So the Hammer, I don't need to plug that in at all, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Correct. For PEMF, I mean, for different type of pharmaceuticals, we have the best application methods. For example, for imprint ones, it's the best way to transfer them to water and then drink water.
Okay.
For PEMF ones, the best way is to apply them directly to body.
Okay, that makes sense. So yeah. When I'm going through all of the different options on the website for the different pharmaceuticals, if it says PEMF, I should use the Hummer. If it says imprint, then I kind of have I should use the water glass one, the pad that I put it on. And then if it says audible, I should also use the wearable.
Pretty much, yeah, a little bit. Just to correct a little bit. Yeah, we have the three different types of pharmaceuticals. And imprint, you can do with any device. So with IC Hammer or Glow and IcePad, you can imprint the signal into the water. The PEMF ones, with both devices, you can apply directly to the body. And audible, we also just recently added them. You can even listen to them with headphones or use IC Hammer because it's also generate acoustic waves. You can apply those vibrations to your body.
So if one of the pharmaceuticals says that it's audible, I technically don't even need a device. I could literally just play the sound through my computer speakers. And I assume for you, people would still like buy access to the website, but they don't have to buy a piece of equipment if all they wanted to experiment with initially was the audible frequencies, just if they wanted to like kind of see how it feels, see if it works, explore some of the pharmaceuticals and complexes. And then they could also, if they wanted to and they were finding success with the audible frequencies, then get one of these devices like the pad or the wearable that would also allow not only for the audible frequencies, but also for the actual PEMF and then the transfer into water.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. All right. This is making sense. Do I have to use just water or could I use coffee or tea or even like a plate of food instead?
People use actually other different substances, but there's some limitations. For example, the liquid like tea or other drink shouldn't be hotter than, I forget to translate it in Fahrenheit, but hotter than 30 Celsius, pretty much hotter than.
Why is that? Are the molecules just moving too quickly?
Yeah.
At that rate. Okay. So yeah, that's like 90 degrees, a little under 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, molecules moving too fast and they just can't stay together and keep holding that state. And also,
I don't know if I like that. That'd be a pretty cold cup of coffee. Now what I have been doing though, like I mentioned in the introduction, is tell me what you think of this. I actually showed this on Instagram the other day. I made myself a cocktail, right? I did a little bit of whiskey, a little bit of beet juice, a little bit of sparkling water over some ice, put a pinch of sea salt in there, put it on the glowing IC pad and did the liver and gallbladder transfer for liver and gallbladder support to go along with my cocktail. So I could theoretically do something like that.
Yes. Also about alcohol. Some experiments showed that it should be below 50 volume.
Well, I put ice in all my cocktails, so that's fine. So and that just means the molecules are moving a little bit more slowly and would be more susceptible to being imprinted.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. Got it. Man, we're getting through all my practical questions, which I think is like to understand the concept, I think is pretty easy. And then like how to do it, I think is what's going to throw people for a loop. So I'm really glad we're doing this interview to talk about a lot of the practical aspects. So I noticed for the audible frequencies, it tells you to only have the sound on your computer at 80%. What if the sound's too loud? Does something bad happen?
That recommendation comes with IC Hammer. And if you put like 100% of the volume, the IC Hammer would be actually like a little bit overheating. Yeah, okay. That's for technical reasons.
Okay. All right, got it. That makes sense. And then also I wanted to ask you, how long would the effects last? I mean, I guess what I mean is, let's say I wear the Hummer, which is the wearable device, and I'm doing like I did this morning and transferring one of the adrenal fatigue complexes onto the IC Hummer. Right. And I think this morning that was actually, if I recall properly, it was like an audio complex and it took like 4 minutes to transfer. Now, once that transfer is done, can I just take the wearable off or do I need to keep it on to continue to feel the effect?
No, you can remove it.
Right, okay. Away. So you just basically put it on when you want to do the transfer, then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. That makes sense. Now, in terms of the length of the transfer, we talked about how that varies quite a bit. It seems like it's anywhere from 2 to 10 minutes. And so that answered that question that I had. One kind of important question that I have, because I know people are going to ask this, is like, has this been studied? Like, is there actual research on this? Or is this all just kind of anecdotal, you know, folks who are you know, submitting an infoseutical online and saying it worked for them?
Yeah, there was studies on this phenomenon in general, and also we had few research, plus people submitting us constantly their feedback. And I can go through some studies we had. For example, with one of the popular infoseuticals that currently we have on the platform. And by the way, if someone doesn't know what to try, they always can go to the catalog and sort all infoseuticals by transfer count and see what's popular or not.
Okay.
So one of them is umifenovir called, and this drug we actually were studying with a person who actually created this drug. Initially, it was to stimulate the immune system, and they were doing the blind studies on the mice. So they took a group of mice, put them in the irradiation chamber to reduce their immune system. It's like a standard technique to test different drugs. First group mice was getting, as a control, was getting just water exposed to the white noise. The second group of mice was treated with actual substance. Third group of mice were given the infoseutical of this drug. And the last group were receiving infoseutical plus substance. So after 4 days of this treatment, they like opened mice and examined their spleen for their antibody-forming cells. And they found out that the group number 2-3, where there was substance or infoseutical, they were pretty much equal in terms of those cells, which are responsible for immune system. And group number 4, where mice was treated with both substance and infoseutical, their number of cells were almost double compared to group number 2 and 3. So, and that's kind of brought us to the understanding maybe infoseutical worked a little bit in different paths than regular substance. And then we were doing other experiments where people would use infoseutical as additional method. So for example, someone using drug, we had the study with ulcer. And so one group of people were using drug for ulcer, another group of people were using also drug for ulcer plus infoseuticals. And after a few weeks, they found that its infoseutical increased the effectiveness of the drug.
Okay, got it, yeah. Got it. So primarily, it looks like a lot of the studies are, correct me if I'm wrong, like rodent model type of studies?
They mostly were with rodents.
Yeah, well, I mean, and again, like I don't want to frown upon anecdotal research too much, because I actually have noticed, and I'm really, after using it multiple times, not convinced it's a placebo effect, some pretty impressive results when doing these transfers. So, you know, I'm kind of on board, but I was just curious, you know, the level of studies. And are there any studies that are ongoing right now on this? Because I noticed on your website, for example, you do have multiple publications that are listed, but I'm curious if you guys are actively running any type of research.
Like right now, we don't have any studies going, but we are in processing with discussion with some group of people, practitioners, to do studies with people. Now currently selecting what type of studies to do. Yeah, thinking about diabetes too, because we like before also had some good results with IC of metformin for second type of diabetes.
Oh, really? Yeah, I actually thought about doing that last night because we had sweet potato fries before dinner. I was going to go choose metformin or berberine because I have a continuous blood glucose monitor. I didn't get around to doing it. I was too busy, so I slacked off. But maybe I'll do it tonight. It'll be fresh in my mind. But I'm actually curious to see if running one of those actually affects my blood glucose response in a significant way. Have you done any type of experiments like that?
Yeah, we've done like experiment with a group of people who had diabetes second type. But they were using this in pharmaceutical for about 16 months to get really good results. Like their weight went down by 30%, sugar level and other parameters also improved.
Interesting. Okay, cool. How do you like to use it? Like what are some of your top pharmaceuticals or top complexes that you personally like to use?
For me, I usually use it in printing to water. I work a lot on the computer, and sometimes like I have this pain behind my eyes in the middle of the head. So I have this complex, and I actually saw that complex was created by some practitioner initially for their patients. So I kind of copied it, and it's called For Eyes. It's not directly for relaxing eyes or doing something relaxing the brain, but I start using it, and again, it's a little bit hard to judge the thing, but like I pretty much felt right away the ease or the symptoms that I had in the head for that thing. And I use it pretty often.
Now, when you say you use it pretty often, is this like multiple times per day you're charging up water, or using the deal where you're making like the saline solution and just using the water droplet, what does it actually look like for you when you say you use it a lot?
Yeah, regularly, it's like if I have that feeling in my head, then I would just prepare 1.5 liter, like big bottle of water, and use it during the day.
Okay, got it. What other complexes do you like? Complexes or pharmaceuticals that you think are just like ones that I should try out, or the people listening, if they get a device, should be like top of their list to experiment with?
I see a lot of people using trauma complex. We have a lot of people from Germany, this group of people who are into health and athletes. There's one person who like recommends this complex, who actually created it. It's called Trauma. It's actually PMF that you can apply directly to your body. Like other ones, people also were noticing if they're into fitness, they would use testosterone. And some of them actually were reporting that they had blood tests and they saw the increasing of the testosterone level in the blood.
Really? Which one was that? That Axon testosterone?
Yeah, it's actually like testosterone. We recorded the signal.
Oh, it's actually the signal for testosterone. Have you tried the one that's, sorry to keep coming back to this, I know my audience loves this kind of stuff, but have you tried the one for sildenafil, or like the active component of Viagra?
No, personally, I didn't try that.
Okay. Yeah, that one's also on my list to try, because again, there's like hundreds of different recipes on here. It's almost overwhelming to know which ones to try, but I'm just, you know, fortunately your software on the website has a little heart button where I can favorite the ones that I like. But just to give people kind of an idea of what a complex would be like the complex for, let's say, like the adrenal fatigue one that has actually pretty good reviews because it has the ability for people to like rank and review each of the complexes. It has the ability to do and this one is imprint, so this is one that you would imprint on water, but it's basically rhodiola, progesterone, piracetam, fluoxetine, which is actually, it's a pharmaceutical used to treat major depressive disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder, DHEA, and then a bunch of adrenal supporting kind of like botanicals, like herbs and botanicals, all mixed into one complex versus one of the pharmaceuticals, you know, that would be just like DHEA. So a big hefty complex like this, I noticed that each of those normally would take 2 minutes to transfer. And those were six different things I just listed off. Would that mean it would take a total of 12 minutes to transfer this into water? Or can it do all those in 2 minutes?
They will be all 2 minutes because they will be transferring all at the same time.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I noticed there's like an option there to transfer them one by one or transfer them all at once. Who would transfer them one by one? Like, would there be any advantage to that?
Yeah, if someone created complex and includes inside complex, not in print, in pharmaceuticals, but PEMF. So it's kind of creating a playlist. If you create PEMF signals, the best way to transfer them is would be one by one.
That makes sense. Yeah, I have this thing called a biocharger. That's a PEMF device. And you can tell, you know, if I run the 15-minute Rife frequency on there, it's alternating in frequencies. You can hear it, you know, like... and so I would imagine you'd do them one at a time if it were a PEMF frequency versus an imprint on the water like this where you could just do it all at once.
Yeah, here we also have some Rife frequencies we recently added.
Oh, really?
On the website.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. It's kind of funny because, you know, prior to hooking up with you and starting to experiment with your device, I would actually sometimes take a glass of water when I was running my biocharger and actually just put the glass of water right next to the biocharger to just basically infuse the water with the same stuff I was running the biocharger. Just because, again, I mean, like the concept of energy transfer into water is something that we didn't spend a lot of time talking about on this episode, but something I've talked about in previous episodes in detail. You know, we know that water can carry information. I didn't want to kind of kick that horse to death since I've talked about it on other shows before, but I'm just infatuated with this concept, especially because, like, if you think about it, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, you know, you look at a pharmaceutical like that, you know, antidepressant pharmaceutical I mentioned earlier, and if you were to take the actual pharmaceutical, you're looking at liver first pass, possibly some gastric upset, you know, some of the issues that might go along with digesting or detoxing the body from a pharmaceutical. And I correct me if I'm wrong, but if you were just using the frequency of that, you would get the same effect as the molecular frequency without any of the digestive issues because you're not having to digest the actual compound, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. What practitioners are noticing, there is like no side effects on using pharmaceuticals. And we actually had experiments with fluoxetine with mice using an experiment called open field. So you hold mice in the cage where they cannot move for a few hours. It's called like immobilization. And then also you divide them in different groups and let them run in this field, checking how fast they go, how many sections in the field they cross. And they're also comparing regular drug with pharmaceutical, found that there was pretty much similar effect with pharmaceutical and the drug itself.
Yeah. Now, are many people using this with their pets? Because I noticed you've selected some that are appropriate for animals. I noticed one of the probiotic ones, it actually is a spore-based probiotic that has been shown to be one that assists dogs, for example, with gastrointestinal issues. Could I just take my dog's bowl of water, put it on the IC pad before I call him down from downstairs or from upstairs in the morning, infuse the water for a couple of minutes and give them something in the water, you know, for when they wake up?
Yeah. It can also work for plants as well. We don't have much for plants, but for dogs and animals, I mean, it can work.
What would be an example of something you would give to a plant?
So we have now Miracle-Gro.
Oh, no kidding.
And someone created Plant Grow Booster. And
imagine you could do like minerals and things like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I drink a hypertonic seawater called Quinton, which is like this super mineral rich fluid. And I noticed that you also have like the hypertonic frequencies on there as well.
Yeah, there is like a lot of things people can do. We try not to limit possibilities that there because we also want to learn more and see what people can do with all of this.
How often would people need to, or would there be like an appropriate frequency of use, or could you just kind of use it when the time is necessary, or is this the type of thing where the more you use it, the more impact it has in your body, almost like this entrainment effect?
Yeah, there's a good question. And with imprint, what we notice is that people have to use it regularly because it's usually lighter effect. So you have to drink water at least few sips each few hours, like three times a day, for example, but regularly, so day after the day. And with PMF as well, the practitioner says if you're using it for a few days and then you stop using it, it's kind of you're going back first step.
Okay.
So you have to use it for some time.
Got it. And by the way, if I let's say somebody's listening and they only had the money to be able to buy one of the devices, like let's say the glowing pad that you would normally put the glass of water on, or the Hummer. Now, we've established that I could take that Hummer, if I bought that, and just wrap it around a glass of water. Could I similarly take that glowing pad, even though it needs to be plugged in with a wire and isn't going to, you know, I can't get very far because it doesn't have Bluetooth on it, but could I also just like slap that on my body and use it on my body instead of a glass of water?
Yeah, definitely can do that. Hmm. Also, if you really want to turn a glowing iPad into wireless, you can just get one of these adapters, you know, which turn your headphones into wireless headphones. Maybe Amazon like $10 or something like that. And you technically can also turn the glowing iPad into wireless. Yeah, we just made glowing iPad with wire. We were initially comparing two options, wireless and with wire. And some people maybe not really like Bluetooth because they want to, even if it's really a low energy Bluetooth, it doesn't have lots of emission. Some people still prefer not to have any wireless devices.
I mean, yeah, I usually leave Bluetooth off on all my devices unless I'm actually using it. I have no problem flipping Bluetooth on for a 2-minute transfer. Like that's not a big deal to me. I wouldn't sleep with Bluetooth devices or use like the Apple earbuds, you know, with Bluetooth all day long while I'm talking on my phone. But you know, flipping a device on for a couple of minutes, I don't get nervous about that at all. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of the evidence shows that it's not really the exposure to EMF that's as big of a problem as never giving your body a break from the exposure, so that calcium is never able to efflux from the cells and the membranes are never able to repair, which is arguably why the 8 hours of sleep that you get during the night are the prime time to focus on having the Wi-Fi router unplugged and having your bedroom be a very safe place electronically. Because if you're bombarded with EMF all day long, your body can actually do a pretty good job healing while you're in bed if you make your bedroom just like a dark old school Luddite cave with no frequencies in it. So that all makes sense. Well, this is super interesting. Is there anything else that you want to share with people while I have you on, Anton?
I would like to also add maybe a little bit some tips on creating complex. I noticed that some people create complex like really big, like put in their, I don't know, 100 different substances or signals inside.
Yeah, that sounds like something I'd do.
Yeah, that's how we started the project. We thinking, there's no side effects. And if frequency doesn't right for the body, there will be no effect at all. So why don't put all of them together and let body choose what it needs? So when we were just starting, we had signals of 50 different pharmaceuticals, and I created one signal out of all of them. And practitioners were testing. For some people, it had effect. For another people, didn't have any effect. So we kind of figured out that it depends on the body, maybe energy level, you know, how healthy they are, how can they well digest information. And in general, practitioners now recommend to put into the complex up to 6 substances, up to 6 pharmaceuticals, at least when you start in. If you use 6 into one complex and then you want to add all of them, first what you can do, you can create a few different complexes and then create, for example, 3 different tinctures. Hmm. Use them during the day, one after another, with at least 10 minutes break. And like this. Also, we recommend to cover, if you create small tincture, to cover it with aluminum foil, also to protect from external electromagnetic emission.
Yeah, or one of those, or just use one that's like one of the Miron glass tincture bottles, which also does a great job at blocking frequencies if you didn't want to wrap it in aluminum foil, because I know those work pretty well. You can buy those on Amazon too. You can just get like the Miron glass water dropper bottles.
Yeah, but initially you would need to transfer in some like regular glass, transparent, so you can actually get frequencies from their device into the water and then pour it in the small tinctures.
You can't just put the tincture bottle onto the glowing IC pad and use the water in the tincture instead?
No, if it's have that special mirror covering, then probably not, because it's
because it's not going to transfer. Yeah, you're right. Good point. Okay, yeah. These are the subtle details that guys like you help me with. Well, this is just incredibly fascinating, and I know people may have some follow-up questions about all of this. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to link to the InfoPathy website where you can go check out some of their complexes, some of their pharmaceuticals, these devices. The two that I own are the wearable, which is called the Hummer, and then the IC pad, which is the glowing device that you put the glass of water, or as we've established, your cup of whiskey on top of. And I've been having a ton of fun experimenting with these. So they're not that expensive. What are they, like $150, $160, something like that?
one of the wearables, which honestly is, it's not that much. You also get 10% off with code Benji10 on Anton's website. It's at bengreenfieldfitness.com/infopathy. bengreenfieldfitness.com/infopathy. And then the show notes are at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Anton, A-N-T-O-N. Anton, this is just absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this stuff with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. You explained like really well, Everson.
Awesome. Well, I ask all the dumb questions, but I hopefully get smarter every show. Well, folks, thanks so much for listening in. I'm Ben Greenfield, along with Anton Fedorenko. I'm going to go. I think what I might do is I'm going to go. Do you have any frequencies that would just be like alcohol? Like, could I go drink in the middle of the day with a glass of water and have nobody know?
Alcohol itself, we don't have. Okay. But we have cannabis.
Okay. Cannabis. Okay. Maybe do some cannabis, throw a little GABA in there, and go have a nice, relaxing midday water-based infoceutical cocktail at the end of a podcast. I'll let you all know how that goes. All right, Anton. Thanks, man. This has been fascinating.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks. I'm Ben Greenfield, along with Anton Fedorenko, signing out from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Have an amazing week. Well, thanks for listening to today's show. You can grab all the show notes, the resources, pretty much everything that I mentioned over at BenGreenfieldFitness.com, along with plenty of other goodies from me, including the highly helpful Ben Recommends page, which is a list of pretty much everything that I've ever recommended for hormones, sleep, digestion, fat loss, performance, and plenty more. Please also know that all the links, all the promo codes that I mentioned during this and every episode help to make this podcast happen and to generate income that enables me to keep bringing you this content every single week. So when you listen in, be sure to use the links in the show notes, use the promo codes that I generate, because that helps to float this thing and keep it coming to you each and every week.